Do you have any sparkling water? I'm really dehydrated. Icelandic water really hits the spot. TCR Diaries for April 24th, 2019. Believe it or not, at one point I thought I wanted to be an accountant, because I like it when the numbers add up. Equal parts payable, equal parts receivable. Equal parts ebb, equal parts flow. At the end of the night, all will be balanced. I could never be an accountant though. Numbers aren't color enough. Numbers aren't colorful enough to me. However, I still do like things to be balanced, like I'm getting as much out of something as I'm putting into it. The reward matches the labor. Or else there'll come a day when I'll stop doing whatever I've been doing. If I don't stop, I'll only end up resentful, and being bitter is not something I want to be anymore. When I speak in meetings, I get so much more out of listening than I do talking. That's why I go. I hug certain people because they hug me back. I write things like this so I get to know myself better. I pray because I'm led. I open an Easter egg because I calculate there's a chocolate inside. When something becomes a chore, or I don't feel like I'm being financially compensated, or creatively fulfilled, or emotionally satisfied, then I'll start making my way toward the exit. Because yes, people will want a pat on the back if they busted their ass for you. And yes, I do cross my fingers that the flowers I planted will bloom. It's simple math, really. Black and white, objective and uncaring. Numbers don't lie. With my Diaries magazine, I had to close up shop on it. It wasn't because I didn't like doing it. It was because I was putting way more money into it than I was getting out. And I didn't have any expectations that I'd buy a Porsche with all my piles of profits, but I was hopeful that something might pan out with it. Sure, I was sad for a little while when it didn't, but that's okay. I wasn't mad or angry. Not everything works out the way we'd hoped, and it's okay to give up and move on to the next thing. What's more is that it's okay to quit even after dedicating years to our pursuits. Sometimes the answer is no. I think the hardest part is knowing when to throw in that towel. If we're true to ourselves, our hearts will tell us. And if we follow that voice, life will once again become balanced. As we all know, sometimes with balance, it takes swinging to one extreme, to the other extreme, and we finally settle in the middle. That kind of sucks, being on one side or the other, but we have to explore both to find that common ground, to find that healthy middle. for those of you watching the video, here is July 2017 cover of Le Magazine. Well, that camera sucks. Until next time.